Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Spirit, the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking to her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months, the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Getting to that age where many of my contemporaries are becoming grandparents. So with that being said, you're going to occasionally have to give me leeway if I don't remember if I've already told you something. Because grandparents, grandfathers in particular, I think tend to repeat stories. No offense to our grandfathers. But back in November of 1999, when I was on the trip to the Holy Land, the diocesan trip, we got to go a few places that most tours didn't get to go because our tour guide happened to be a Palestinian Christian. And so he had access to some of the occupied territories and we could get into places much easier. And one of the places we went was a Greek Orthodox church that was under construction. It had been under construction for about 100 years at this point in time. And it was outside of the Palestinian city of Nablus. And we weren't 100% sure why we were going to this particular church. It wasn't particularly architecturally significant, or at least at the time we were walking in, we didn't think it was scripturally significant either. That is until we went into the basement down a long, dark stairwell. And when we got down there, in the middle of a small room stood a well about this big around. And the well had a tripod over it with a crank, a long rope, and a pail. And as Bishop Under was explaining the scriptural significance to it, he asked first, "Is anybody willing to lower that bucket down and bring some water out?" Well, he immediately looked at me because he thought I would do it. So I lowered this bucket and it went down, down, down. It had to be over 100 feet deep. And finally, you heard a little splash. Well, if you've ever had to crank water up 100 feet, I still have shoulder damage from doing it. Just crank and crank and crank. And I was getting, hard to believe for me, annoyed as nobody was offering to help, and I'm struggling to crank this up. And I finally got it up where I could grab the handle on the pail. And as I just hoisted it up and sat it on the bricks that were on the edge of the well, that's when it happened. Bishop Unner was talking about the fact that throughout the Holy Land, there are all kinds of sites. And some of them, we have legend that Jesus did this there or that there. But he said there are a few of them that we know beyond any shadow of a doubt he was at. And he said, "We know for a fact he drank out of this well." And I nearly dropped the bucket back down the hole. I mean, my knees got that wobbly. Because it was that famous site that was just proclaimed, Jacob's Well, where he met the Samaritan woman. And the significance of this story and why it's part of the first scrutiny we do for RCIA, but why also it is significant beyond any shadow of a doubt for all of us, is that in that interchange Jesus has with this Samaritan woman, two things happen. One is he knows absolutely everything about her. He knows her darkest secrets. He knows her most grave sins. He knows about her brokenness. And the second part is where it really matters. He loved her anyway. And that's what it's about for each one of us. Jesus knows our deepest secrets. We have no secrets from him. He knows those things that we're ashamed of, that we hope no one ever finds out. He knows those weaknesses that we keep falling into over and over again, no matter how hard we try. He knows our sin. He knows our weakness. He knows our brokenness. And he loves us. If that doesn't change everything about your life for the better, I don't know what will. Because fear of God, in my opinion, is a terrible motivation for change. Because if we're scared of God, we will eventually give up because we know we can't fix ourselves. No matter how hard we try, we keep screwing up. However, gratitude is different. When we recognize everything we need is already given to us, then out of gratitude, we have the ability to change, to move away from those things we call sin and move closer to God because we recognize how much God loves us and we want God to be happy with us. That's why we do this reading this day, to remind ourselves of that reality. God's love is there for us no matter what, and we should be grateful.